Bigmore and Tommy Little.
I love seeing pics pop up on my Instagram of people wearing our beanies for brain cancer beanies.
Yes.
Some people, you know, wearing them with their kids. Others, you know, out and about doing crazy stuff. Some putting them on their dogs. You can do many things with our beanies. However,
yes.
Speaking of dogs, dogs and beanies is not always a great mix. And I saw a post that made me laugh out loud. It's from Harley Dog and Lenny is the Instagram account. And it said, Lenny Dog is in so much trouble. I received my beanies for brain cancer beanie in the mail, wore it for only 2 hours and I wake up to this. And it is
no.
A picture of a gorgeous woman wearing her beanie. And next to it is what her beanie looks like now, which is just a pile of wool, of thread all over the floor. The dog,
Hungry
Lenny, has absolutely
dog.
Destroyed it. On
yep.
the line now, we have the owner of that dog, Gemma. Hey, Gemma.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Gemma. It sounds like Carrie, I reckon she's gone a bit too accusatory, too hard. Does Lenny often eat things?
Okay, so he loves socks. And I think because he's seen the beanie, it must have been on the couch. And because he's so little, he can jump up. He's like a little mountain goat. So he's jumped up onto the couch, and the weird thing is, though, he only ate the pom-pom. He ripped the pom-pom right off
oh.
and just tore it to shreds, yeah.
So this is less of a destroying dog and more of a fashion critic.
Oh, absolutely. I could have bought him one, but, you know.
Talk to us about your mum. Is your mum annoyed, Gemma?
Well, I bought one the exact same, so she can have mine. She wasn't annoyed. We actually laugh at it more than anything because he's so funny. But I think she was a little bit devastated because she did love it. As soon as we opened the package, she put it straight on and it didn't come off until he ate it. So,
well, I think for radio, we should ask you the question again, because if you're annoyed about things on radio, we replace them with free things. So Gemma, I'll ask you one
ask
more
me
time.
Again, ask me again.
Yeah, hey Gemma, is your mum annoyed about the beanie being destroyed?
She's so annoyed. She's devastated. She's been crying for days.
Hey Gemma, on a serious note, I understand that there was a reason your mum bought one of our beanies.
Yeah, there is. So we relate to Carrie so much with this cause because a couple of years ago we found that Mum did have a brain tumour. Mm. And, you know, with the first scan, they said, you know, let's just monitor it. And then she went for her second scan and it had grown rapidly
right.
within the time frame. So they said needs to come out. So it was quite big at the time and it was a really rough time for us as well. But, you know, we did it and she's had it out and she's been, you know, tumour-free ever since.
Oh, that's awesome, Gemma.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, that definitely means your mum deserves her very own beanie. You can have yours back. You deserve one too, because I'm sure you've been there supporting her wonderfully. But up next, we're going to get your mum on the phone. She doesn't know we're going to call her. We're going to surprise her. I'm going to say hi and we're going to give her a new beanie.
Amazing. She'll love that so much. Thank you so much, guys. Carrie Bigmore
and Tommy Little. We've just spoken to
Carrie
Gemma, who
Tommy
is Janelle's
Little.
Daughter, who bought your beautiful beanies, Carrie.
Yes.
Only to have Lenny, their dog, rip the pom-pom off the top of Janelle's. Now, Janelle has had a pretty tough time, but is on a great road to recovery. And we thought it would be nice if you ring her and surprise her and replace her beanie
with one of our beanies, and they are sold out, so these are very hard to come by. I'm going to give her one of my personal collection.
Do you think we can also have a bit of fun with Janelle?
Well, I feel like it's not an option. You're going to have fun.
Well, Gemma was so fun, and Janelle seems like she'd be fun as well. So what about you ring her? She'll be so shocked that Carrie Bickmore is calling her. What about you say that you heard from Gemma that she hated the pom-pom and ripped it off the beanie, and why would she do that to your beanie?
That's horrible. You know I'm terrible at playing along like this. I don't do a very good job of it.
Come on, mate. You can say that you personally designed them and you can't believe that she would just rip a pom-pom off, and when she says it was the dog, Lenny, you can say, the dog ate the beanie.
Oh.
That is the oldest excuse in the book.
Okay.
Focus. Jesse, punch in the number.
Hello, Janelle speaking.
Oh, Janelle, it's Carrie Bickmore calling.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my God. Why are you calling me?
I'm actually calling. We've been doing a bit of a survey, a bit of a ring around for some people that bought our beanies. And heard from your daughter, Gemma, who bought one of the beanies, and she was just chatting to us and telling us that you got one too. But she was saying that you didn't like the pom-pom on top of the beanie, that you took it off. And I just wanted to ask you why you didn't like it and stuff. We're just trying to get a sense of what people like and don't like about our beanies.
No, I did like it. The dog chewed it.
The dog chewed it? Like the dog ate your homework kind of dog chewed it?
Yeah, I'd had it. I got it in the mail Thursday. Gemma had ordered them and Parramatta was playing and I put my Eels onesie on and wore my beanie and I just took it off after the footy game and the next morning I woke up and the whole pom-pom was chewed. The whole beanie's perfect, but the pom-pom's gone.
Oh, so it wasn't an issue with the design because I put so much effort into it. I was feeling bad that you didn't like it.
No, certainly not. I love it. I wish it still had the pom-pom, but goodness, no. I hope Gemma didn't say that.
I can't do this anymore, Janelle. Gemma didn't say that. She told us about your dog. I'm just I'm here with Tommy. You're on air in the Carrie and Tommy show. Tommy wanted me to ring you and give you hassle because he thought you had a very good sense of humour and you'd find it funny.
That's actually quite funny. Oh, this is hilarious. I'm sitting here in the Gold Coast Uni Hospital having an injection done to help with my asthma, so... You've actually made my day.
you get asthma, Tommy. Maybe you should be getting injections.
Well, and when I had an asthma attack, Gold Coast Hospital is where I ended up, Janelle. They're a great hospital.
Yes, it is fabulous. I was actually here when Tom Hanks was here.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, but I didn't get to his room. No.
Well, I think he had corona, didn't he? I don't think it was great to get to his room.
I love so much your post that you posted about your dog. He's really made a mess of the beanie, hasn't he?
It's actually Gemma's dog. It's a naughty dog. I love it dearly, but he's so naughty.
Well, I understand that you've had a really tough time yourself with brain cancer, and that's one of the reasons you bought the beanie.
Oh. Yep.
Gemma said you're doing well, though, now, Janelle, yeah?
I am, absolutely. I'm perfectly fine, thank you.
Oh, it's amazing. How have you found the road to recovery? You've been going all right?
Yeah, I just I had the tumour removed last year and everything was fine with it, thank goodness, but I did become quite unwell for 3 months last year, so it was a bit of a tough year last year, but I'm better. I'm grateful and I'm one of the lucky ones.
Oh, there are so few of them, Janelle, so that is amazing to hear. We need stories like you. You're the reason we need to keep finding cures and invest more money in research for more stories like you. And you sound like you had some great support from your daughter, Gem, as well.
Yeah, she's a trooper. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. You've made my day.
Well, you know what? The least I could do, you know our beanies are sold out, yeah?
I know.
But I took a secret little stash of my own and I'm going to give you one of my own so that you can give yours back to your daughter and you can have a proper beanie of your own, Janelle, okay?
Oh, and I'll keep it away from Lenny the sausage dog. Thank you so much.
No worries. All the best with everything. And thanks for your support.
Thanks for the call.
No worries. Have a great day. Bye.
Cheers, Janelle.